Okay. Then we're able to read. The Minchas Chinuch is a classic sefer. Everyone knows Minchas Chinuch. It needs no introduction. The question becomes as follows. Turn to the Gemara, Memches. That's where we start. Gemara, Rabbo, say Memches. Memches. That Memches. If one that Memches on Amud Aleph is a clear reference, without any question, Rabbi Osai, to the issue of Makkah B'Patish, where the Gemara tells us over here, Matirin Beis HaTzavar Avolo Poschen, the Hashta of the Imanus is Rashi. So B'Chadita, Rashi says, this is the end of the narrow line. Shalhoyim Me'olam B'Tocho Osu L'Hashtu the Avolo Imanah, Batiki, like zero, the karazesh, enough of momentum. If you introduce the concept of a pillow for the first time, that's makar b'patish. By contrast, if you just return it, it's old hat. It's been done before. Since it's been done before, so therefore we say that it's not considered to be makar b'patish. That's the Gemara. Then the Gemara says the last two lines of Memches and Aleph. Haposer beis atzava b'shabas chayav chatas. Why? Rashi. Rashi is the most logical thing of all. Together, read it. Haposer beis atzava shalcholik lechatchila chayav chatas. The hash the kamash relay mona the chayav shemaka bepadish. Rashi is the greatest rebbe in the world. He's going just going in order. The Gemara before is maka bepadish. It's also maka bepadish. The whole thing is always talking about maka bepadish. That's the whole discussion. Maskef l'rav kana. Please turn the page. Daf memches amid beis. Ma bein ze bein zu l'megufas chavis. What's the difference between this and megufas chavis? What's megufas chavis? Look, Rashi, top Rashi and Chesed and Beis. The Tanya b'Perek Chavis from Mishbra Makuf Mem Vav. Maybe Adam Chavis who matis as Rosh of the Sayif who minich lefnei Orchim. Right? Rashi says megufa ena mena chavis. Oh, that's the territory. So the Gemara's question is, so that also be makar b'patish. What do the words mean, says Rashi? What do I want to call it? A plug? It must be a better word than that. It plugs up the top of the barrel. It's more than just a little plug. It's a covering. Call it a covering. Okay? But it's not part of the barrel itself. There's a barrel, and a barrel is a cover. Like you just have a snapple you carry around with water bottles these days. There's a bottle and there's a cover. So the gufa is a cover, okay. Afal pisha dvuka bo, even though it's sealed, glued to it. Eino chashiv chibur. Why? Look what Rashi says. Shereli notel omedes. It's meant to be removed. It's meant to be removed. So therefore, it's not considered to be in this category. Fine. Aval habeged kishenera kulo chibur. When the beged was sewn together, it's considered one unit, one big piece of cloth. So now when I punch through it to make a hole, that's called makar b'patish. But if I open the top of the, remove the bottle cap, if you will, or the barrel cap, if I may use that expression, so that wasn't an intrinsic part of the barrel. So I just took away the cover. Taking away a cover, that's not considered to be makar b'patish. You know what makes perfect, everyone understand Rabbi Osei? What makes perfect sense? Kodesh Yidas Rashi. Perfect sense. Gevaldik. Okay. Now we'll try to look a little bit in the Minchas Chinuch and see what happens over here. Oop, what did I just do? Where are we up to? Oh, here we go. The Nira the Haram, Minchas Chinuch always called the Ram a Ram, save. He had no ink. You know why the Minchas Chinuch had so many Rosh Tevis? He couldn't afford the ink or the paper to write. So we have these You know, I have in my house all those old minchas chinuch. They don't do it then. They put it at Mechon Yerushalayim, put it in a new one. They put the old ones into, going to Geniza. It was a challenge when I was going up to figure out all of his Russia tapes. He had no ink, no paper. So the Rambam became the Rambam. The Rambam Mechayim Mishim Korea. Right? The Rambam says that Poseh Beis HaTzavar, Chayav Chalat, because of a Ram, Kan, Behayim Mishim Korea, because it's put in the middle of Vilchos Korea. That's the assumption. Who disagrees with this? Remember who disagrees? Who remembers? Remember the name? Chazanish. That even though it's, yes, he says, the act is an act of Korea. But the Malach is not going to punish. Come on, it's obvious. Look at the Gemara. No, he's assuming, no. It's in Korea. It's Korea. That's how my Rebbe would prove he's assuming. Where he puts something in the Rambam is critical as well. Good. Rashi says, Gemara Malach, not going to punish. Shabbos Memches. Maksha Shas, my Shavigus Achavis. Ula Haram, the Chai Mishim Korea. Eini Odea, my Kusha. The Ein Dimyon, the Shom Klal. What's the connection? Here's Korea. Here is the Gufas Achavis. Lo Korav Zel Zer Kol Alayla. No connection, living or dead, between one and the other. What's the Gemara's answer? What's the most question? What does he say? Two Rosh Hashanahs. Vav Yesh Lamed. What does that mean? Yes. Yesh Liashev. Vav Aleph Kof Mem. Ven Kan Mekomo. So where is Mekomo? I don't know. And the Menachas Kinnah writes very often in the Sefer, Ein Zeh Kavonis HaChibur. If you look in the big, beautiful Mechon Yishlam version, you say, well, what is Kavonis HaChibur? If this is not Kavonis HaChibur, so what is it? You look there, you'll see, you'll get, I'm not going to write it now. But the Kash is a Kash. Okay, it's a Kash. It's a Kash. So Rabosai, let's turn to the Ramah in Simon Shin Yud Zayin Sid Gimel. Open up your Mishnah. Does everyone have a Mishnah Berurah right now? I try to get one. Does everyone have? No, you don't have still? Who does not have a Mishnah Berurah? Raise your hand. On the computer, it's good enough. You want to go onto my desk. I stopped bringing it, but by now you have one. You have to get one from somewhere or other. On my desk, it's bringing two. On the right, as soon as you walk into my office, in the corner, I put two Mishnah Berurahs. I got tired of bringing them in, but okay, you can bring them both because someone else doesn't have. Shin Yud Zayin Gimel. We were here yesterday, we were here the day before, and we're back a third time. And of course, we were here before Yontif many, many times. Shin Yud Zayin Siv Gimel. Always pays to review more and more. No end to how much you can review. Says the Ramah as follows. We'll start from the Mechaber. Matirin Beis, it's the Gemara Memches. Matirin Beis HaTzavar Mikesha Shekshara Koveis. She'enu keshu kayama. Aval ein posen osu mechadish. Why? The betake in mono. We mentioned this really yesterday. The mechavis is in Shulchan Aruch. It's not Korea. It's maka bepatish. Okay? It's maka bepatish. Okay? Ramo. Afilu kvon niftach. Rak shechozer ha'umo v'ksharo o'tzvaro k'sheyachal k'sherech v'umdin osen. Who said so? Rabbein Yeruchu. V'chein osu l'natek l'aktov zuk shul menolim atfurim yachal k'derech shumdin osen. Afal gab the tefira ena shakayama, then chiluk betefira ben shakayama ena shakayama. Hagos Mordechai, we saw this a few times in the Tefillah and Zion. V'yesh matira betefira ena shakayama. Yeah, they are it's fine. Wait a minute, Rabbi said, what's going on over here? What malach are we discussing in this sugya? Is it Korea or is it Makkah Bepatish? Which one is it? Rabbeinu Yeruchim says explicitly, Maka Bepatish. That's the source. Maka Bepatish, which of course is following up on what the Shulchan Aruch used expression of Metake Mona. Metake Mona is exactly the same as Maka Bepatish. Although it could be Nirikim Metake Mona is the Rabbanim, Metake Mona proper is the Oraisa. Fine. That's how it starts off. Okay? Maka Bepatish. Then he quotes a Riva in Agos Mordechai, who says, use the word Tfira. Well, which malach is it? Is it Tfira or is it Maka Bepatish? The answer presumably is that although the Riva keeps talking about Tfira, and he actually used those words that the Ramah quotes literally, verbatim. What does he say? Ein chilek b'tfira ben shel kayama ein shel kayama. That is a verbatim quotation. That's true. It's a verbatim quotation. But the malacha we're describing here is not Korea, which is the twin or opposite of Tofer, but rather it's makom apach. Since when it comes to tofer, there's no distinction between shakayama or not, so therefore you've undone the previous kera, and therefore you're starting from scratch. If you're starting from scratch, we view it as makom apatish. That's the best possible answer. There's no stira in the Ramo. He started with makom apatish, and he ended makom apatish. Are you talking about tefira? Yeah, it's true. But once is a proper tefira, or halachic tefira, is makom apatish. It depends on the din of Korean tefira. In other words, if you consider tefira shenen shel kayama to be a chibru gomur, as the Rivo said, then we say that the initial petah is butl mevutl. You open it now, makom apatish. Okay? That's ze chibur. What does ze chibur mean? Zechibur means you sewed it up, it's now a chibur gomur, and now you're starting from scratch. You're starting from scratch. That's what we spoke about yesterday. We saw the Kesef of Mishnah, the Ritva, and Makas Nav Gimel. It was on the board yesterday. The original Pesach is Batul Bavutul, as opposed to a Pesach HaChavis. A Pesach HaChavis, when you plug it with that plug, that opening hasn't been eliminated from the face of the earth. It's still an opening. You plugged it up. But even when it's plugged, it's still considered to be an opening, as opposed to the hole you made in that t-shirt. When you sew it up, it's eliminated. As if the hole never existed. So you open it again to be Chayv Mishnah Makom HaPatish. This explains on both sides. The Mishnah Berurah. Look at the Mishnah Berurah over here. Sukkot and Chof Hei. The Rambo says, Osla Natik Olach Lushu Men Alayim. What's the track? Says the Mishnah Berurah Chof Hei. Hata, Nere. Shudahu Choshev Kekorea Amanas Latakein. This is the Easter of Korea. Korea? It should have Makom HaPatish. The answer presumably is, it's Ha Beha Talia. If there'll be an Easter of Korea, then it's also an Easter of Makom HaPatish. Depends on the case by case. Once the Easter of the two go together, it's Ha Beha Talia. This, I presume, is the way to answer the Menachat Schinuch's Kash. The Gemara is a Kash from the Guf HaSachovis. What's that mean? There's no Easter of Makom HaPatish. Why? Because the original opening is still considered to be an opening. Okay. The Gemara started talking about Korea. Hobo Talia! You're right, Posseh, but that was a Korea issue. But it all depends on the same fundamental point. When you sew it up or plug it up, have you pressed the cancel button on the computer? And now the rest is history, wiped off the face of the earth, and now you're starting from scratch. Which is your Mechayev, you either in Korea or Makom HaPatish, or not. Says the Gemara, two different kinds of puttings together. When you sew up a t-shirt, so the hole is gone, it's gone, it never existed. When you plug up a barrel, you never really eliminated the opening. It's Ad Kan Ramos, that's Ha Beha Talia. That's how we answer the Minchas Chinuch Kasha. That's how we answer this Mishnah Berurah. That's the Pashup Shah. Now there are those who say that the Riva never meant the Malach of Tofer. He meant the Malach of Makom HaPatish against the Mishnah Berurah. That's how we suggested earlier. It's a Machlok is what the Riva meant. But in any event, whatever he meant, whether he meant the Malach of Korea, the Malach of Makom HaPatish, in any event, it's Hobo Hotali. Whatever he meant, it's Hobo Hotali. Okay. Fine. Ad Kan, I wanted to point this out to you. It's very, very important. So. Good. Now, Rabosai, I want to read you something which is fascinating. Fascinating, or it's a fascinating idea. We said he is sold yesterday. I want to just try to see if we can process our sort of our last point before we start Mechatech. I apologize to those who just came in today. I'll just finish up the last point. This is a Simon Shin Mem, where the Chiddush Gadol is suggested by the Holy Mishnah Berurah, Be'er Halacha, the Yisod Gadol. Yisod Gadol is found on page Kuf Tzad Gimel in our print. It's already under Shin Mem Aleph. It's just a carryover. The following is sold. He wants to know, according to Rashi, it's on the third line. Makom HaPatish, he wants to know, Lama Lakasim, Mishim Korea, when I was attacking. In other words, if you learn that you need amanas litpor literally, I understand. But the Meshavur rejects that. It's enough to have amanas taka. Here it's a tikkun. Here's this famous yisod. This yisod is so famous that we saw yesterday. There are those who want to say that's what Rashi meant, that's what the Ritva meant, that the Kesef Mishnah meant, and that's all they really meant. No one ever meant you really never asked with for much. Okay, but what they did or didn't mean it, the stat wouldn't agree with that we said yesterday, but this is the Yisrael. Let's read it again. Svarasu, to lo shayach shen korea, kim shehu mekalkel ve'es ha'pu'ula, al shu mechaven v'sholet ha'tikun. Okay, shehu v'mishkan, shehriya shenafla v'darna, korin bo v'tofen osa, shakriya mekalkel ha'sasayiriya, v'yoseh, you make it worse to make it better. You rip it more to fit the soul up properly. It's a negative. It ruins, it's destructive. Korea is only if it's destructive. And on the outside, there's a gain. You go to the midst of Korea if you lose a relative, or you show your kids how tough you are. La puke, the poser based on Tzavah B'Shabbos. The mashvale mana bigmar ze are the psicha gufa. This is now aiding a garment. Ein chal al ze shen korea klal. Korea is only destructive. This is constructive. Chayav al ze mishum shem acher. Then a makad apatish. Shul shayav b'chol gemar malach. The chemuch shab bigmar b'braisa. The mashvale b'chad amachta. Im adin. They know some mukhin the toch akar. Right? We saw that gemar. Anamem chesem and aleph. The Rambam chosh l'zeh. Rambam is bothered. How can the Rambam say, Rabosai, that what? That poser beis atzav is korea, so he puts it anyway, when he himself is aware of the fact that the previous Gemara is called makad b'patish. So how did he take care of it? The ozel l'shitosei perek chav beis and chav gimel, ayin shom. What in the world is perek chav beis? Simchav, halachav gimel, ayin shom, very nice, ayin shom, perikav beis, it's on the Maramakomas, but unfortunately, the Maramakomas over here, number 22, we're only up to number 2, so take you a while to get there. Did anyone look it up? What is the Mishnah Berurah is writing in riddles, right? Perikav beis, it doesn't tell you what he says. Well, that's what it says, it's fine to look at the Rambam. Both sides. We'll look at the Rambam and see what it says. Let's try to figure out what in the world he meant. Rambam. Uba Farsha. Rambam, what the Rambam himself. One Hilk is Shabbos. There you go. What did he say? Chavbez, Chav Gimel. Is that what he said? Mm-hmm. What did he say?
Yeah,
Chavbez, right? Chavbez. Yeah. Chavbez. Okay, so we said Lachapu. Hatsoveya? What? What? Tofer? Okay. Also, the Malas Hakava Kesa Hadoshim, the Mukhin Zer Shavi Yipur. Ava Mukhin Shinoshim, the Hakava Kesa, Machinel to Mishavis. What does that mean? What it means is it's all of the Rabban. The whole loop shot. Rambam says it's all with the Rabbanon. It's just by definition, it's a loose comparison. Why? Because here, the Gemara is teaching us over here, Chayav Chatas. And that's on the Rabbanon. So by definition, the two aren't identical. It's just a loose comparison. That's what the Bialacha must have meant. The Michal Sinek has the Kasha. How can the Rambam, what's he going to do? He's comparing apples and oranges. Here is Korea. Here's Makam and Patish. Say backwards. Here's Makam HaPatish and here's Korea. And two, so that's why Rashi's right. It's all one big Makam HaPatish. The answer is no, not at all. The first Gemara Amin Aleph is talking about the Rabbonons. Now we're talking about the Raisis. But the Rais is Korea. What's the Gemara? The Melchas Chinas Kasha? What's the Gemara is comparing to Magufa? We explained. It's all about tires. Considered knocking out the original. Opening or not. So when it comes to a very tight one, it's knocking it out. Otherwise, it's not opening it out. Oh, I both say, very important. This yisod of the bir halacha, Rabbi Osai, their araya is brought from a gemara. Kuf beis omud beis. Take a look. Kuf beis omud beis. Kuf beis omud beis. Kuf beis omud beis. What's here on kuf beis omud beis? Discussing various, we'll come to it very soon, various actions which are done with respect to stones, hamesates, those who still remember the Yom Kippur davening, not that far back, right? So mesates, anyone know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. That's what that's from the Yisrael, the word mesates, right? And then you know, Pippa Mamsa. Okay? Misadez Mishumai Machayev. Rav Mishabona, Ushmulam Mishumaka Bapat. Now, what is a Misadez? Physically, what does the word Misadez mean? Anybody know? Stir. What is it?
Stir.
I would use the word to chip at it. Is that the right word to use?
Sculpt.
You have a stone, you want to chip at it to make it the right shape? Is there a better verb than I don't know? You look on the art scroll, they'll tell you the exact right word. And they'll tell you, I don't compete with them. Their English is, yeah. So whatever it is, they don't explain here. Rashi on the top is the best Rebbe, in the top one of the daf, Misates. Mirabea esa even, umetakna. Hakol if yamogon shesh mekomas shiragil lahachlik, they smooth it out. Esh mekomas shiragil lahachlik, b'charitzim, to, on the contrary, to, nu, to put this, wedges. We have these. How do I say it? Sometimes you go on a curvy road and want to show you have good traction. They take the street and they make wedges. So is that my word?
Grid.
Engraving it. Okay. Either way, Beretz Ashkenaz. I should tell you what they did in Germany. They came from France. Okay, whatever it is, you seem to be taking things away from the stone, either to smooth it out or to make ridges. That's the word. Make ridges in it. Oh, go to the word ridges. Question: why is this soser? Soser. It's really a destructive act. You're taking things away from the stone. Either you're smoothing it out like this, taking things away, or you're ridging, you're starting to take things away. Not adding or subtracting are both sides.
Yeah, but it's in order to build.
The answer see from here, whatever is considered a positive act of Vona Makabapadish is not considered a destructive act of Sosa. The same is said over here. Whatever is a constructive act of Makabapadish is not considered a destructive act of Kore. That's the right, it's not exactly identical, but it's very comparable. One to the other says this raya is brought by the Sefer Binyan Shabbos, and he adds one final nakuda. We touched upon this yesterday. Again, Bialacha writes in such riddles. You think he writes so long? Everything would be clear to us. Not so posh. Take a look at the very last three lines of the same Bialacha. This is his famous yisod. Okay. Then is that in Rashi. Next line. And stirul zeh misif zeh. There's no contradiction to this yisod from this sif. What's this sif? Over here, you have mafarek, oros devukim, hareza told us korea. Wait a minute. Why is that not a stira? There it's an immediate positive, presumably. It's an immediate positive, right? So it should be a steer to the Yisod, he said. The answer is given as follows. He's not a metake mona. Lashon that the was used, Rabosai, this is important. The Relacha said, The mashvel emona begmar zeh adei apsicha gufa and chal d'shem koreh. You now created a new kli which didn't exist before. That will knock out the possibility of being over on the Easter of Korea. However, when it comes to the Neoros Dvukin, what do? You have papers are stuck together, and you have the glue, and you separate them one from the other. You're not making any new kli. Yeah, it's true, it's a positive phenomenon, but you're not making a new kli. So you're not making a new kli. This is not going to be a factor which will eliminate the possibility of being Chai B'Shem Korea. Ad kan Rabosai. Now we turn our attention to the malacha of mechatech. After this lengthy discussion of Korea, so mechatech is considered to be something similar. Yes, sir?
What are you talking about? Is making something a kli or making
yes.
It sort of a shimush?
No, a kli. This is the last bang of the hammer which makes it into a kli. I'm not ready to discuss with you right now what is called makam apatis. I'm telling you right now in advance, it's going to be the hardest of all the malachas to define precisely. Well, far away. Didn't even make it up to this Mamma Kovashit. Not even after 25. Be patient. We'll get to it. After we finish this whole series, the next series I told you is Bonus Sosa Makala Padish. Probably have an even longer list of Makoros. That's really the very, very critical, but you have to go in order, right? Try to order. So the Rishalmi asks explicitly in the seventh parak of Masechta Shabbos. What's the difference between Korea and Mechatech? Take a look in the in Yerushalmi. Maybe a little bit hard. Sifras Chazal, right? Talmud Yerushalmi. Oh man, I want Vilna. I guess sounds like it's more accessible. Vilna edition. Shabbos. Very Zion. I mean, I have trouble finding this, but you'll help me. It's in the middle, it's in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis. It's very, very long. No, it's Halacha Beis. Whoa, it's endless, literally endless. We are looking for, well, they're going sort of in order of the Malachas. So if we know where we're going, Zareya. We're looking for Korea and Mechatech. So luckily they are underlined green. We're getting close. Getting close. Whoa. Did you pass either of them yet? So simple. Whoa, went too far. 1 second. Let's take a look. Oh. Getting close. Klia bivgadim v'chituch v'oros. What does it mean? It's not. It should be kriya, presumably. I think it's a typo. Kriya bivgadim be'emtza. V'chituch ba'oros min atzad. Korea is in the middle of the garment. Mechal is at the edge of the garment. Is the mechalfin. Kriya ba'oros. V'chituch b'bgodim. What does that mean? Kriya ba'oros v'ilein richachaya. Yesterday shir. Kriya is only with a dove rach, not a dove kosher. V'chituch b'bgodim. V'ilein livdaya. Livadim. Means it's hard, it's like leather. The original case of Mechatech in the Gemara, was Mechatech Ba'or, right? The original Mechatech. Open up to the Mishnah, Rabbi Osai, on that Kuf Gimel Amar Aleph. Excuse me, Ayin Gimel Amar Aleph. Open up. What's Mechatech? What's Mechatech? The Rashi says, well, yeah. Look, the Rashi, three lines up. Rashi's going from the Mishnah. The Mishnah goes in order. First you hunt the deer, catch it, then you slaughter it, then you skin it, then you salt it, tan it, okay? Then ha-memachko, you smooth it, va-mechatko, Rashi, mekatzo mechatko l'ritzuos v'sandolin. You will take the piece of leather, and cut it into exact pieces, strips, or then you can make it into whatever you have to make it into to create whatever. Mechanic is the last of the malachas in this series that we call Malachas Or. Okay? Rashi said, Kol Malachas Oro Nohegas B'Techoshim Lemishkan B'Oro Seyem. You have the techoshim were leather, and you had to shape them into the right kind of a shape to incorporate them into the roof of the Mishkan. So you had to have them to cut it in precise measure. That's called Mechatech. Okay? Called Mechatech. Fine. Fine. So what Pshat in Yerushalmi, if you look at the Pnei Moshe, which I'm not going to look into right now, is that if it's hard, then it's Mechatech. If it's soft, it's Koreah. Very nice. So Shlomo Zalman said, if it's hard, there's no Koreah. That was yesterday, the day before. I'm asking that a Falman Sharon. Very nice, Mechatech in the Mishkan, if it's a hard leather, right? What if it's soft paper? Is it Mechatech or soft garments? Is Mechatech limited to something which is hard, or does it extend to something which is soft as well? Take toilet paper. What do you say? Is there Mechatech or is there no Mechatech? Let's take a look at the Rambam. Rambam is always a source of wisdom. That's what the Rambam says. Okay, we're back to the Rambam. Hilchos Shabbos. Rambam has some very important halachas describing what is Mechatech. Let me look inside. Rambam, halacha zayin. Ha-mechatech min ha-or delasas kamiya chayef. Hu she-yiskaven minas orko minas rochbo. You have to be precise in v'yachla v'kavona she-melacha. You're being very precise. Avalam chotach derech hefsid o belo kavona l'midoso elke mis'asek o mis'achek ha-reza potter. This means that you're presumably being precise, but you don't really care about it. You're just playing a game, or potter is not mutter, potter. Okay, potter. So writes the Rambam. What is the example that he give? Mechatech. Mechatech min ha'or. What is or? Leather. Leather is usually a pretty hard surface. Doesn't say anything about paper. Doesn't discuss it. Okay? Now the question becomes, why did I mention paper? For us, paper is a prime example of Mechatech. Why did I mention it? So in the sefer I have over here, Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos. What a great sefer. Here's a piece of Mechatech. Okay? And I'll read it to what he says. He discusses this question. Mechatech in his sefer is Perek Nun Hey. Okay. This one look up later on. This is Chelek Gimel of a four-volume set. Ha-Mechatech. It starts on page Kuf Ayin Beis. That's where it starts in this sefer. So he has a footnote here, starting that page, footnote 6. He says as follows: V'chein v'kriyas niyar l'fi mida kotzva poskim da'avim Mechatech. Poskim. No, he doesn't say Rambam. Poskim. Who says so? Mishnah Brura. Take a look. Simon Shin Mem. Siv Katan Mem Aleph. You all have it in front of you. Mishnah Brura. Mem Siv Katan Mem Aleph. Take a look. What does it say in the Shulchan Aruch? Ein Kshov Ben Acheres Ben Kohen HaNiyar Ein Shemetak and Kli. What happened to Mechatech? Says the Mishnah Brura Mem Aleph. L'mayri V'she'ein Makbel Alamidah. I don't care what the size is. He love Achi. If I'm not going to be there, Yesh Mishkam Mishum Mechatech. You know what's going on? Mechatech too. For my paper. Who's he quote over here on the bottom? The Pharisee Yisrael. Using a hand is also Mechatech. Look and be Alocha. That's the Shulchan base. Not only with a cleave, with the scissors. Use your hand. Also Chayim. Good. Sarah he in the Rambam doesn't mention the R. He'll say he never heard of the R. No. By Korea he mentioned the R. By Korea he didn't mention the R. Perigur, we spoke about it already a few times. Not only that, in Beit Salamid Beis it says, also the crow and the Yarbi Yomtif, why? It's Metaka and Mana. That's exactly what the Rambam said. Mishum Metaka and Mana. Sounds like only the Midrabanam. And not the Machatif. The Rambam quotes it in Perek Chav Gimel, Halach Avav. Perek Chav Gimel that we had before, what else Chav Beis? He says, in Cholchinus on the Yar, Mishum can Metaka and Kli, it's in the Rabbanans. One out of the Raisa. The answer of Karp, based on Loch Haches. Watch this. Koldova, Shuror, Lamachal, Behemel, Gonteven, Vasovim, Lachim, Behutzin, Behayotzeven, Mutto, Liptimos, and Beshabbos. Nesha Ein, Bahen, Tikun, Kalin. Whee! Obviously, the Kanaz of Machatech. Machatech is the last Loch before Kosev. So he's telling you, you should know. There's no Machatech, you know why? It's not called Tikun, Kalin. So what does machatech mean? Something you should use to make a kli, such as metal, such as wood, such as leather, paper. Oh, you know, that paper, you take a paper, you make a, those kids used to, it's airplane, they, in the middle of class, they try to disturb the Rebbe, right? They still do that? Nah, not my cop. Rather make a little plane that flies through the air in the middle of the class with a couple of pieces of paper. That's not gonna last so long, are you kidding? Right? So, near, you don't make Kalin. Koshi Mushim Aroi Bialma. David is not Machatech. The Kvoa Niyar Lefi Midam and Aslan Smoke Kli. Drabanon. What are you going to use over here? The example over here. What is the example? The Rambam is talking about, quoting Gemara. Why are you ripping the paper? To use it to fry on it. Kabbalah said, would you ever fry things on paper? We still do that. Sure, to this day. Now you don't need it so much. You have Teflon, you have grills, you have fire. But in those days, they want to put fish, they want to ruin it. They put on paper. Right? Not today, we had to rip it. That's the Gemara's case. And therefore, it's Mirzik and Mitak and Kalin. There's no Machatech. Doesn't exist. Who agrees with this? The Prima God. The Gemara takes a little bit a step further, and he wants to suggest not only is there no machatech, it's not even Korea. That far we're not going to go. Eishal Rav Sivkot Meches. Ad Kanabo said the initial statement over here that Niyar, the reason why there's no machatech of the Raisa, it's not considered quote unquote Tikun Kalim, that's Lashon Rambam, in Kalach Haches. Tikun Kalim. We'll see later if Kalim should be taken. Literally not. But before we go back to Rambams, we haven't even seen one Gemara yet about Mechatech. We're going out of order. Open the Gemara, I'll say, Ayin Dalet Amid Beis. Ayin Dalet Amid Beis.
Can you explain, not anxiety?
Yes.
It says, first, the Ushi is gotten.
Right.
Then you go a few words later. It says, Yach, the Kavona, Sheim Lofa. Why the repetition?
Very good. Very good. I would read it as follows. Who she is scaven the midas oko, midas rochbo, viachta be kavana. Shehi amalach. And kavana to malach. The kavana to the purpose of your cutting is your cutting to a particular size, right? And you have a, we'll see soon, there's a reason why you need that size. You need that good size, not longer, not shorter, not wider, not narrower. That's how I understood it. We'll see soon, okay? But you're right, it seems redundant. We'll see soon. Rabbi says to Gemara over here, an Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, our first introduction to Mechatech, after the mission itself. The Gemara tells us on the fourth line, I'm on the Solis Silti Chayim Mishim Tochem. Om Rav Ashi V'ikopet HaMishchasa Chayim Mishim Mechatech. Rashi, V'ikopet HaMishchasa L'choltchan B'mida Mechatech Ha'or Mekatitzo b'mida. We're talking about ore over here? What are we talking about over here? No? Wood. So he's saying, Mishum Mechatech. The classic Mechatech in the Mishnah is leather. And here, what are you doing? You're using wood. Okay? Now, what's this mida? You have to. Why is it so important that all the wood be a particular size. Why? Using eights and dak on the haveresh, using it for firewood, it has to be the same size. So it's interesting, Rabbeinu Chananel, when he quotes this Gemara, it's printed in the Gemara on the first wide line. He cut in a Mishnah towards the end. Klomar, him is kavin lachtoch elu silti, zeres, orech kol echad viechad chayim shemot. You know what a zeres is? I don't know what a zeres is. Yeah, I think this, right? From here to here, it's a zeres. I think. It's called a zeres. Want every piece of wood to be this, exactly this big. So the Rach is saying, not just you want to be, you know, he gives you an exact measurement. Rashi didn't say that. Rashi just said, you want it to be just maybe the same size as each other. It's not the Rach is a specific measurement. Question, Rabbi Osai, isn't this Rabbi Osai a mechatech without tikkun kelim? These are etzim. It's like paper. You're burning them. We said before, we just read a minute ago, that the Rambam requires tikkun kelim. And wood, it's not really a kli, you're going to burn it. Sounds like it's more comparable to paper. And that's a problem against what we just said a few minutes ago. Gewalt. Gewalt. Let's take a look at Rabosai in Minchas Chinuch. Whoa, Lama Tesmolok, we got a way to go. Been a long time. It's a very big piece. There must be a faster way to get to this, but I don't know it. I'm just trying to get to the various Molok, to get to the Mechatech. Okay, we're getting close. Here we go. Says the Rach Mechasinach Mechadech as follows. Make the whole thing one shot. One more line. No, can't do that. Okay. Watch this. The Rambam says as follows. Again, it's all based on Rambam. Rambam says when it comes to, we saw before, in Halacha Ches, if it's food, there's no Isur of Mechatech. Machal Behema. Right? Kol Rola Machal Behema, Mutal Likla B'Shabbos, Neshe Eimem Tikkun Kelim. When it comes to Shas Beitzer, Rambam Beitzer Mitbeitzer, Ken Mevua, to Lo Shayach Lo Bona, Lo Machal Bepatish, Lo Mechatech, Bochli Behema, Ki Tikkun Kli, Chai Mishum Kol Hanu. Okay? Kemosh Kosov. Look at these Rosh Tevis, unbelievable. Al Kane, but Ochel Behema, took me a while. The new ones, I'm sure they have it all spent. But Ochel, a new one, Aleph Bav Beis, maybe I never saw before, you had to see it after. One person figured out, save paper, and he had no ink, he couldn't afford anything. But Ochel Behema, Lo Shayach Shum Dover, Al Kane Mutter. Oops, I made a mistake, again. But Ochel Behema, Mikoshke, and Ochel Yodam. The ain so salamashik himself, the yell, the gamba ochel, shayak maka bepatish, hain the shum shagoma melechas ochel, ham the gemara dover, kimo kubios ispinin, had the cost of my malach, he says maka bepatish. Ham also kli me ochel, came and ain bo shum tikkun kli, ain o kli me me lo shayak gemara malacha, to ain o kli klal, lo shayak maka bepatish, vizet poshet. That is fun with the Russian tapes. So as a Michas Chinuch, push. Okay, there's no Machatech. Look at this. I want to guess what this stands for. Good. You're right. The Ayin Mogen Ovid. It's not Mogen Avraham. Lahagon. So you get this one. If you get this one, you are a pro. Who wrote the Mogen Ovid? Anyone know? Rabot Kabinet. Wow, he gave away. No one else would have even guessed that. Where did he come from, Rabot Kabinet? He was a contemporary of Chassam Sofer. Where did he live? He was an Av Bez in a particular town in Europe. Look it up on your internet, they'll tell you. and then you'll see what the next Rosh Hashanah is. Gonna, even after you get it, you won't be able to get it. I'm having fun. This is when I was a kid that we still had games, you know. Who could find the Rosh Hashanah without Minchas Chinuch? Anyone? Mem Nun Shin? No one knows? Can you look where he came from? He came from the town of Nicholsburg. But Nicholsburg is not Nicholsburg. It's Nicholsburg. So, Hagoyen Minicholsburg. Who would ever guess that one? Look up the new ones. I'm sure they have it all spelled out. Kosa, the Tzarech here and the Mechatech Shayach Ba'ochlin, Flohevi Divi Arambam Kan, the Maiba Mechatech, the Kosa Divi Ochlin, Lo Shayach Mechatech, Lo Shayach Tikkun Kli, the Tzarech here and Allah Gon Hanal. How can the Gon Hanal be oblivious to the Rambam? What a great kash. You want to argue the Rambam? To quote him and say you can argue. It's just stop to quote a suffix, it's enough for the Rambam. Come on. How can it be? It's a great kash. A great kash in the Minchas Chinuch. It's a great kash. Tremendous kash. Yeah. Now, we have a klal of atzei psomim. Open up, Rabbi Osai, to the Mishnah Brura, Shin Chof Beis. Sifkot Yud Beis. Give a look. One pshat is to say the Rambam is false. Go back to the Rambam. Now, I agree with you, it's not the simple pshat of the Rambam, but you make your own evaluation. Where's the Rambam? Again, Rambam is in the Perek Gedal, right? That's where this came from. It's one line. It's all one line. Let's read the one line, okay? Everyone see it? Not the pshat that we said until now. If it's not a kli, it's not mechatech. No, 1,000 times no. The Rambam is telling you there's no Easter of makah b'patish. There's no Easter of boneh. That's all he's saying. Mechatech, I don't know. He doesn't say anything about mechatech. Why are you not mechatech? Well, look at the sefer. Umuta liktom atzei psamim lo riach ben. You're allowed to cut certain spicy twigs in order to smell them. Why? You know why? Because he's not. Let's take a look at the brewer. Now the drum roll. Shinchav beis. You're both saying, give a look. Shin Chav Beis, please look, Siv Dalit, Ochle Behema, Ein Bemishim Tikkun Kli, coming from the Rambam, Lefichach, Mutal Liktam Afil Besakin, Kasho Tevim, Lachz Moshina, says the Mishnah Brura Afil Besakin Yud Beis, Vafilu Humak Ben Alamido, Ein Gozer, Shim Chashash, Isur, Machmas Mechadech, you know why? Kevin the Dvar Ochelu, that's the Mishnah Brura's way to read it. But not necessarily. Maybe you can read it, Rabbi Osai. Mukta lipta matzei b'samim. You know why? Because he's not makbid on the midah. You want to know what's doing over here in the halacha ches? You know, Rambam's going into the various acts of chituch, and he's considering other malachas as well. No tikkun kelim. What did you mention tikkun kelim for? Till now he didn't study means that's why there's no mechatech. Say no, no makah b'patish. There's no boneh. What about mechatech? Yeah, he's not makah b'alamin. They already said halacha zayin. You have to use miskavamin. That's one way that perhaps the mogen of us, the Gaon Minicholsburg, perhaps understood the Rambam in that fashion. As a matter of fact, there were those who understand the Rambam in the context of Tikkun Kli. What's it doing in Hilchos Mechatech? What's it doing here? Right. Watch this. Chayev. Why are you chayev? Kisim of Fara and Kidm of Lechus Mashinim. Some say it's chayev and Shemakim of Padish. What's it doing here? It's an act of chituch. Like the Chazanish read before, right? He has an act of Koreah, so he's Makim of Padish. Here too. It's an act of chituch. It's also Makim of Padish. There was some of them shot in the Rambam that way based on that same kind of a Chazanish story. Now, more than that, on a simple pshat, not like that. Hanodol kisim the kid malach moshina or liftachbo as a delas chayav. The simple pshat in the Rambam, simple pshat is mishum mechadech, not makom apalach as some suggest based on the Chazanish in terms of what it really means. And one could suggest the following, Rav Osa. Listen very carefully. This question was raised before. We asked the question before, how can you say you require Tikkun Kelim literally, but the same as Nier is not Kelim, we said before, neither is Eitzim. Nier is meant to fry fish and then put in the garbage. Eitzim is meant to put in the fireplace and it's all used up. So Rav Osa, I have this beautiful savor of Binyan Shabbos, Bona, Makom HaPadash, and Mechatech. He threw Mechatech in. Because Mechatech really, although it is a cousin of Korea, is also a cousin of Bona Makom HaPadash. We see the overlaps here. We'll discuss in a minute. Is an overlap possible or not? Maybe the contradiction. So I'm going to read you what he says over here. And the following distinction, which he draws, I think is a valid distinction. It's Perek Nun Aleph. This is the last perek before we get to the Milun. Perek Nun Aleph. He discusses this very question. Sif Aleph. Quotes the Rambam. You see from the Rambam that you can even have a dinner of Mechatech, even though the Chavetz is over the Sreif of the Kilud. That's Al Gemara, man. I ain't down the base. The fact that you're makbid on amida. So the question becomes, Rav Osai, so why not ochli behema? Right? You don't need a kli. Wood is not a kli. Here's the answer. Shani ochli behema shem rakim ve'en niskaimen mitaratzma ve'en derech la'asosuyam shum kli ochetet shomad akiyum and mechatech requires a chomrim miskaimen Shaderech last name Kalim of the Gadol Shach Avotzim. In the Mishnah, they cut leather. So they have Ochlin. Nothing. What about wood? Watch this. You're cutting wood. Shemitzarat, my name is Skyrim, Zman Rav. Wood lasts a very long time. Vaderech last name Chavotzim, Rabosai. What's your desk made from? What's my desk made from? Wood! So the wood is used for very long-term items. He says, B'chei Gavna, Avshah ate of these particular firewood, Omdim l'kilim v'sreifa, Yikol mokom noag v'amisum mechadech, Shem shachiyah mechadech, Eino ala totsah, Shenasa kli, El al etzem achituch v'atikun, Shenasa v'dova sheroi, Last medically, are you going to burn it? It's like someone who writes a letter and then erases it. Who cares? That's what he says. A very nice text. I think it's the truth. Page Reish Tzadi Test. You want to look it up later on. Paragraph Ula. I think that's the answer. That's the answer which you give. I think it's a correct answer. I think it's a correct answer. Okay? That's what he says. What do you see, Rav Osa, from here? You don't need a particular measurement, a zeres, which is a specific number of inches, right? No, you need it to be a certain shape, Even though you don't care how many inches it is, still chayiv. Let's add the pashuk over here. Hanot tel kisim shaleitz v'lefanav. V'kit me'olach to moshim. One uses a toothpick. Well, the talk is a delis to open the door. You got to figure out how to pick the lock. Right, exactly. You said it. I don't want to say it's just a dirty word. Pick the lock. Chayiv. Do I care how big it is? What? I want to pick the lock. I want to use a toothpick for my teeth. I'm not measured with a ruler. It's also mechatek. Also mechatek. So I want to make the following suggestion. The Rambam says that in this case that we're describing, you're not measuring a particular measurement. You're not measuring. You just want it to fit into a certain shape. That's where it's clear in Rambam that there's no mechatech unless it's a kli or the equivalent of a kli that's firewood. But perhaps the Heliger Goren Minikelspur, the Mogadov Shar Mordechai Banet, perhaps he thinks, well, what happens if you're measuring to a precise measurement? A Zeres. Oh, a precise measurement of Zeres. Maybe that's a second in a mechatech. Maybe that applies even in a case in which it's not shel kayama, not going to last so long. It's going to be something which is like paper or other things of this nature. This is perhaps the subject of the Magen Avos, the distinction between two different kinds of mechatech, where one is more strict than the other. If it's an exact measurement like the Rabbeinu Hananel, then perhaps even when it comes to things which are not permanent, just near. When it comes to you need it to fit a certain shape, which is a chiddush, that's called mechatech, not so poshut. Then it only applies to kelim or their equivalent, and not to ochlim, as the Rambam said. Add to my possible suggestion why the Gaon in Nikolsburg should not have forgotten about the Rambam. Two different dinim in mechatech. One is for a specific midah, which is more chomer, applies be suffered in all cases, and then a case where it's just to fit a certain shape, there wouldn't apply to something which is not the equivalent of a kli. Adkan, my suggestion. Now, I brought in the sefer for a reason. It's called the Siv Chayim. Very, very beautiful sefer. Unfortunately, the author passed away at a young age, lived in Yerushalayim. It's one siman and mechatech, only one, called Siman Peches, but it packs a wallet. Siman Peches. In Sif Aleph, he quotes the Rambam, and he has an interesting and fascinating concept. The Rambam says, look at this word, watch this. Watch. Hakotim esaknaf told us mechatech v'chayiv. It's a Gemara. Megareid, propagirsa, Rosh Klunsov shel Erez, chayiv shel mechatech. Gemara. V'chein kol katicha sheyachtoch charosh eitz. What's a charosh eitz mean? Carpenter. Min ha'eitzim o charosh matches. Metal worker. Min ha'matches chayiv shel mechatech. Rabbosai, what's the Rambam disenfranchising me? I'm not a carpenter or a metal worker. Why can't I be chayav shel mechatech? Why is he limiting himself to the 39 malachos? What do you find? He's limiting himself to an artisan, professional. What do you find, Shizim?
No, it's just the intention, the way that he knows how to cut it.
Says it in the Siv Chayim as follows. Maduah da kosa da kachaticha sheyadu chorosh eitz. Every person. What's going on over here? V'nira yisod borer from the Rambam. About this malacha. The rakash yesh tikun b'chefza ade pulas mechadech havi malacha. Mash enkein hecha dolo tikun v'achefet rakash nasa tikun l'gavra. This brisk ramash. Chefza gavra. This is the ultimate. Right? Ein zechiyum mechadech. Kigom. Hamechadech min ha'or glas kamiya or tikun ha'chepetz ha'yadei ha'chitach. Kodem as a knaf. As opposed to kotem atzei psomin. Hilidim ha'chavero u'mak b'la ha'amida. The b'zalek ha'melech as mechadech kemen shlo osa shum tikun ha'chepetz ha'yadei ha'chitach. Rak shlo osa tikun ha'gavra. My friend wants a certain size. Ein zeh yem khadakh. That's why I said Chorash Eitz. That's Tikkun Chayfetz. You mean that's how you can build with it. A plain guy, a hedget, cuts a piece of wood for his establishment to be Alma. That's not a Tikkun Chayfetz. Not a Chayfetz Metukun, but it's Muso. But she has a Tikkun Gavra, they say. Ein zeh Malacha. This is Brisket Torah. Has to be a Tikkun Chayfetz. So the Rambam said, a profession. A profession. Where did he get it from? Where do you get it? Moko de Rambam, a Gemara, Beit Olam, Gimel Olam, Beis. Right here, it's found him here. Muta letom atzev samim lariach behem. Why? Why? Why is it mutter? Why is there no Easter of Mechatech? Who has this kasha? The Bir Olach. You may have seen it by now. Open up the Bir Olach, please. Shin Chav Beis Sifhei. It's on the Mekarks. This is Mokar number 8. Okay, not bad. That's still in the first, still in the Mechatech part. You should have gotten there by now. Take a look. Shin Chav Beis Sifhei. Right at the beginning of it. Everyone see a page 304 in my print. L'chora, everyone let's look inside. You have to see. L'chora kosher, amai hitiu liptum b'koshim l'horiach, nay, de'enu mechavim b'akhtim l'chosakli, Shane Rak Lariach, Wayne Shakban Tikkun Kli. He also Mishim Mechatech Bekoshim. Shane Mechlau Achle Behema. Dare Bechol Melechas Mechatech, Ein Atah Mishim De Bezel Sekli. Ad Zeh Gufa Melocha. Ki Yadua from the Gemara Shabbos Ayin Dalem and Beis. When the solid silt of the Kavar of Mishchasa, Chai Mishim Mechatech Mechatech. Here you go. Doesn't have to be a Kli. What a great Kash. What does he suggest? Maybe it's using your hand. Right? Using your hands. Stamachad is Bakli. And he quotes a rush, etc., etc., etc. But not so simple. Mishra Sodom said, even Biyad. So Hakat's Mutter over here. Ulai, says the Halig of Bialacha. The Stam Kotem Lahoriach, the line touches the word Lahoriach by halfway down. Eino Makbar Alamida. Then a mechavin rakshay de aktima yareach no def yoser. If you break it again, it's more smell. Aber be emes imu makbar al amida, kon shechavim bevagash mimenu shita no me'atzeh imsam mishalo, who called him eiz a shir mimenu, really to know, specific number of inches, in a chinami, the yitzuyah bezel lif'omim isur d'araisa. Let me look for it, it's very, very unclear. Sometimes it might be tochen yitzuyah, doesn't say exactly what it means. It just says that's the Sherek and Sagdola. Answer the Prima Garden Kaj doesn't say what it is. What does he mean? Kach. Avol stam kotem kisa nachvol shinov, the toothpick, mashame rabba, tu makvel amida, fit between your teeth. Vidichivo shavish mechatech, I'm rabba. Hana shirotz la shvotz yafe, de shiye tov lachvol shinov, a perfect toothpick. Ad kan, Rabosai. Ad kan. Okay. Good. This is the Bialach. Okay. This is what he said. Bialach said it. He said it. The question becomes as follows. Is this the truth? Perhaps you can say no. The Bialacha proved you don't need a kli from the Gemara and the Alamed Beis. Talking about wood. We said before that wood is really comparable to a kli because it's a hard object which in and of itself could last for a very long time if you need a tikkun in the chafetz. Apparently, if you want to have an even fire, you want that all the pieces of firewood should be the same size. But say, who deals with grills and firewood? Who deals with these things? What are the guys doing nowadays? Do you ever use wood or are you using coals? Coals. Do you ever say, you don't know any more than I do. Okay. But in the old days, you used wood, you want it all to be the same shape to make an even fire. That's the pshat over here, I'm both saying. That's the pshat. That's the pshat. As opposed to food. There's no tikkun in the chefza, at all on the Pasha Pshat. This is the first Yisod that the Sefer the Sif Chaim sets forth. I think it's a very nice Yisod. We have the second Yisod, which we'll come back to Mit Hashem, if time allows, today, if not tomorrow. But for those who are new, tomorrow is Thursday, correct? Shir is at 10:45. Okay. There is a different schedule because we have to end by 12:15. Shiat of the Shema. Let's go further. Now, what does it mean, Lashon Rabbah, Kavan? You asked that question for the redundancy. I read you from the expression of the Sefer Orchot Shachs, also a great Sefer. I'm going to bring a lot of Sfarim today to show you. Perek Yud Aleph, the same Perek about Tofer, Korea, Termachatach, as I told you, the junior cousin. So he has over here towards the end of his Perek, it's a lengthy Perek, in Ha'ora Nun Aleph. What's the discussion of the Rambam? What does it mean? This is what he says. It's a Tanai Miyuchod, Shete'ose B'dera Shal Kavono L'midah Mesuyemes, O L'Kav Yosher, he writes in the bottom. It's not like Shar Malachas. If you do a Kimis Asek, or B'derach Hefzed, lo botel ikur shema malacha. Elo shupotle midin misasko, mekalkas, amalachas makshevitz. No, more than that. B'machatech ko shalom nase b'derach kpeido, ein ze b'chlal machatech klal. That's what the Minchas Chinuch writes. It's nothing. Let's go back to the Menachas Chinuch. He tells you to go back, we should go back. Oh, I think it's so long to get there. Come on. There must be a faster way. I must, you have to teach me some tricks. Again, it'll just take time. Must be a faster way. Again. So the Minchas Chinuch is saying as follows. Haklal, the Malacha Zu, and a rock with Miskav on the Midah. Uvalo Achavona, lo Havi Malacha Klal. Velo Shayach, what's that word? Sig Reish, excellent. I always spell it with Pei Reish. I don't even have enough ink for a Samach. But all right. Lo shayach segresha, ki amalacha ena malacha, rak miskaven amalacha. I lush in the Rambam. Hear what he's saying? It's a yisod. It's not a general ptur. It's a local ptur. We keep over the barichas. It's a local din. It's not called machatech unless you have specific kavon. That's the quote from the Minchas Chinuch over here. The question that becomes: how do you understand the remainder of the Rambam? Back then, we just came from. What do you say over here? Hemshech Lashon HaRambam. Watch. Look. He says, Im chotach derech hefzed, o belo kavon lebidoso, elik misasek o kemisachek, hareze potter. What does that mean? He's also with the Rabbonim. Why? It's not Korea, it's not Machatech. Why also with the Rabbonim? He suggests, does the Orchel Shabbos. Referring to a case, no tzrachaticha b'mida shahoysa chashuva ba'olam. Amid is kameya, he says. That's how it started, right? Last is kameya. Everyone knows a kameya. What's a kameya? Anyone knows? Amulet. So it's a certain fixed size. And he did that size. Chotech asa'or b'kemis asik or kemis achim, but it's a mida chashuva. Then it's asim ad-rabbonon. Or ain't a chinami. There's no isa mechatech. He said, Korea midrabbonim. Korea midrabbonim. Nafkamina. If a chituch not happens, you don't care about it. Maybe it's a midrabbonim. Maybe not, as the case may be. Because if it's hard, it's not Korea, as we said before. Adkan, his words over here in Sivkoton, Nun Aleph. Okay. Fine. Adkan. Adkan. Again, if it's hard, not Korea, not Kamina. Rams talk about Pashtus. Or. Fine. So now we have in the Gemara, on the Ayin Dalim and Beis, look at the Gemara, both of you. Please look inside. I think enough in the Gemara about this. Tana Rabbana, the fifth wide line. Hatola Jesakanov, Bakotmo, Bahamorto, Chayav Shalosh Katos. Tolesh Mishim Gozex, Kote Mishim Machatech, the Mar Mishim Machek. Three different Katos, three different Malachs. Says Rashi. Rashi. Hatolesh, Esakonov, that's halfway down the wide lines. Notza Gedola, a big feather, min knafa'o. He removes it from the wing of the bird. Vakotmo, the achashet losho, chotech rosho shudak, viror lanicho bekar v'keses. What does that mean? You remove the tip, which is thin, and it's to be put into a pillow. Okay. Adkan. Obviously, you're not there's no measurement of it. You're not taking a ruler. See from this Gemara again. The Mechadet is without a ruler. Without a ruler. Okay. Fine. Before the Gemara, you don't even need a specific shape. Like a toothpick. No. Whenever you're using a specific place, here too, you're separating the soft feather from the hard tip, that's considered to be mechatech, as he quotes over here in the very next sifkotten over here, sifkotten nun beis. So if you want to cut it in a certain spot, okay, it's mechatech. You don't care the measurement. If it's dafka in that place, it's considered to be mechatech, mefurush. Now, Rabosai, go slowly. Take a look at Tosfos, Rabosai. Ayin Hei Amud Beis. Please turn. Ayin Hei Amud Beis. It's on the Makaros. Bahamasates. You already saw. Yichai Mashem Maka Bepatish. Spoke about it earlier. It says Tosfos. Aval Mashem Machateich. Why? The Mairi Shekvarhi Merubas Umetukenes Elashem Miyape Osa Vosaba Sirtutin Vyipui. Don't you Osen Akshem Misatevon? You're putting ridges in it. It's already perfectly square. It's fine. You're putting ridges in it. That's not called Mechatech and not called Mechatech. Adkan, what Tosa says in the Ayin Hei, Omid Beis. Rabosai. And if you were Marabeya the Evan, then you are Mechatech, as we spoke about it. Then you are Mechatech, rather. Then there's an Easter of Mechatech, a specific shape. Okay, a specific shape. Fine. Now, so far so good. Let's turn back to Ayin Dalem Amud Beis for a minute. Ayin Dalem Amud Beis, watch this. Watch this now. The Gemara has its follows. A guy can be chay 11 different chatos in one case. Not going to all the 11. You take a look on the fourth wide line in Rashi. Chitchon b'mida, where is the mechatech? So one of the 11 is mechatech. Go to the next line, the fifth wide line. Chotach li'acha arigosa, k'dei la'ashvosa, where is the makah b'patnish, demina l'kamon of Ayin Hei Amud Beis. I mind the shokil akupi miglimi chayim shemakal parish. The obvious question is: wait a minute. Here mechatech, there mechatech. Here yichayim shemachatech, and later yichayim shemakal parish. Why aren't you mechayim mishum mechatech there too? What's going on? Why? So here Rabbi Ol says a new yisod, a brand new yisod. That the only time, listen, this is a chiddush nifla. The only time you chayev ha-mechatech, catch this yisod, is when it's not a gemar malach. Mechatek in the Mishkan, you recall, is you cut the leather into strips, and subsequently you made them into the covering for the Mishkan. The suggestion is being made, mechatek dafka is only a preparatory malach. If mechatek, by cutting it, you've achieved your final goal, by definition, it's not mechatek. This is reminiscent of what we said earlier. If korea is your final goal, so it's not going to correct, it has to be a negative, not a positive. It's the same kind of yisod. In my sefer, on the Shabbos, I have about the malach of dosh. According to certain opinions, dosh, threshing, is only a preparatory malach. But if it's going to lead to borer, to tochein, to of, to lush, to ofer, if it's the final stage, it can't be called dosh. Dosh in the Mishkan was not the final stage. Here too, the suggestion is being made. Mechatech is only if it's not the final stage. So here the first Rashi is the Shem Mechatech. The last Rashi is the final stage, which is Nagel Apadish, by very definition, cannot be Mechatech. It can't be both. Oh, what's the Raya bringing from Shokil, Akupi, Miglimi, Chayim, and Shemakel Apadish? There's a lot of Makel Apadish. What are you calling this one for? It's not the first one. Saying no. His Raya is Yechayev a makav a patish, but not mechatech. That's what he's trying to say. Not mechatech. Because the Gemara said, you're ripping these things off, you're straightening it, smoothing out a surface, right? The garment has its rough edges, you're taking them away, slicing. Why is it not mechatech? Because makav a patish. Makav a patish is a contradiction to mechatech. That's what we're suggesting right now. A remarkable suggestion. Oh, now, it's interesting, if you look in the Gemara, Rabbi Osai, Kuf Mem Vov Omud Beis. Take a look. Kuf Mem Vov Omud Beis. Look at the Gemara, please. Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis. What the Gemara discusses this issue of Mechatech. So it would seem. The Gemara says over here, Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis. In the case of somebody Mechatech, it's about 15 lines down. Lechatchila Kulam Lo Pligi. The Asr. What's the nature of the Asr? It's a Beferish. It's Mechatech. Beferish. It's Mechatech. What kind of shail is that? It's a Beferish, no? Yeah? Well, let's take a look at Rambam. Watch this. Ein cholken shoferes shel kana, that's this Gemara, b'neishu kimetaken kli. Hey, wait a minute. This is a dinder abonim, a metaken kli. You know the Rambam's, if you ever look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, it's amazing how it works. Everything is in perfect order. He starts in Perek Ches approximately. Go through all the Lama Tetzel Lachas. Right? Ending with Hotzah is forever. Then the Perek Chof Aleph or so, he starts to do all the Rabbanans. Rabbanans, everything is in order. All these things are the Rabbanans. So it's the Rabbanan of Kimitak and Kli, but it's not, I said Mechatech, yeah, it's an act of Mechatech, but it's not a Malach of Mechatech. Why is Taka not Mechatech? Why not? The answer is it's Makav Patish. True, it's the Rabbanan, but it's not a permanent Kli, but on a, as long as it's considered to be somewhat of a kli, it's a gemar of some sort, even though it's not a chayim of the rice, it's not going to patish, it's enough to patter you from the melacha of mechatech, rabosai. Does everybody agree to this? No. There's a ran, a pseudo ran, sorry for him, the pseudo ran discusses this, and the pseudo ran, the Fishi, that's Rashi, says it's not true. You have an act which is chayev for two things, makah bepatish and mechatech. That's obviously against his yisod. I'll read it to you. Let's look it up later on in this edition, page kuf yud aleph on top. Hamesate says to Evan, chayev shem makah bepatish. That's what Rashi's pshat. Why aren't you chayev shem mechatech? And a chinami, chayev shem plus. Chayv af mishum makam apadish. The chayv on both. Bing. If this is correct, Rav Mosai, obviously this yisod is not true. We're saying yisod can be both. Rashi or the Rant of Rashi, it can be both. If you look at Rashi and Beitza, you'd ask the base, the muscle the ain, you get the same impression. According to Rashi, perhaps it can be both. Obviously, it's going to be against the upshot in the Rashi and I and Dalit about chayv yud aleph. He has the kasha, why are you chayv at the beginning for one and at the end for another. We have a suggestion from Nachronin. At the beginning, it's mechatech. At the end, which is the last step, can't possibly be mechatech. It's not going to be patish. No, that wouldn't be a good answer because now you have a case going to this Rashi and Beitza and the read around and the student, Sudoran. You can have both at the same time. All right. If the answer more balabatish. Rashi mentioned at the end, makah bepatish. Maybe it's mechatech too. But anybody had mechatech earlier? It's behel mechad, only chayv one korban. Whatever, that's going to the deeds of korbanos right now. Fine. So machlokos gedolei apostle, whether this is so, is correct or not correct. I said before, it's like I once said it with respect to dosh. It's also machlokos, is it correct or not correct? This is so, if it has to be preparatory in order for it to be considered to be in the category of mechatech, that's a serious question. Some say it's right, and some say it's wrong. But before we go further, Rabosai, back to Ayin Hayim and Beis. We already saw it in the Rambam, we never saw it in the Gemara, and that's a mistake. We had to go out of order for another reason. Ayin Hayim and Beis. And the proper Girsa is also important. Rabbi said, how many people have O's of all the Gemaras? Raise your hand. The best. They have all the beautiful things on the side. Those who don't, well, the Gemaras over here, Rabbi Osai, how should I show it to you? It's an Ayin Hay Amud Beis, about a third of the way down, approximately. It's a small Dalet of the Ein Mishpat. Ein Mishpat, for those who, that's on the side, with the Rambam, the other, actually, of a Maramokl of Ein Mishpat, which I think is the first time maybe in, who knows, maybe in my life. An Ein Mishpat Maramokl. It's in the parent, you'll see that later on in the last piece about the Tzoveh. But with a Dalet of Ein Mishpat is found, what's the word? Hey, what's that? Hey, mem, gimel. Please spell the rest of the word for me. Hey, you with me? No, help me spell. Hey, mem, no, gimel, reish. Reish? Ah, so my Gemara on the side says, Shviham Megareid with a Dalit. Who said so? The Yavis, Magad Mishnah, the Fus Yoshan. The Rashi and Sanhedrin, that's correct. She megareid, not megarer. What's he doing? Roshe klumsos, b'shabbos. Rabbi said, what's Roshe klumsos? What does the word Roshe klumsos mean? Anybody know?
Beams or poles.
Beams, poles, and you're, what's megareid mean? You're scraping, is that the right word? Is that the right word to use? Scraping, perhaps? Scraping? Well, didn't we have the Rambam before? Or the other Rambam? It was this one. No. This one. I'm sorry. What was I? I'm a Garaid. He's the $2. The Garaid with a dollar. Links. No? Can a megareid? Hanuscha medukdekas b'gemara. Ha megareid. Lo ha megareid b'reish. Okay? Megareid. Okay? Shai megareid b'megareid. Ha megareid b'megareid. Kodeach v'nokevu. Avokana megareid. That's the Oroch. That's a Rashi. Shavim v'chadin, right? What Rashi say? Rashi over here, enough ayin, dalet amud bey, zokt Rashi. Ever look inside the Rashi, very important Rashi. Rashi's trying to tell us shot over here in the Gemara. Excuse me, Ayin Hamad Beis. Ayin Hamad Beis. Hamid got raid, Rashi Klunso, says Rashi. Rashi has a rage, but I don't know. She Roshayin Shavin Vichadin. The end should be equal and should be sharp. What does Shavin mean? Shavin Zelazet. Equal measure. Okay? Now, we already saw the Tosa Mesatech before. There's no Mechatech in this situation. Why? It was already Merubas, already was squared before. I want to share with you a citation from Rabbein Avraham and a Rambam, which is printed in Ma'aseh Rokeach and Shvi'is HaShabbos. You can find it. Quotes his father, the Rambam, who quotes in turn his Rebbe. Who was the Rambam's Rebbe? Anybody know? Who?
His father.
His father. Okay. Who was his father's Rebbe?
The Rimigash.
So we view the Rimigash as the Rambam's Rebbe, whether he was his Rebbe directly or through his father. Here's his Rebbe. So he quotes him all the time. Okay? He has the greatest adulation for the Rimigash. Here I take this. I'm going to read you the words of the Rambam, of the Rabbi Avraham. Quote, if you want to look at the side, there are various sources, but I don't have time to show you right now, because I have to end in 2 minutes. I'm just going to read you the quote, please, okay? Listen to the words. Listen carefully. He says, the loka ovid beguf oso dava shetzarachlo. What are you, mechatech? You're not working on the guf, on the core of the item. Kimekabetz chatichos umarchikon me'al ha'or. Uveguf ha'or loka oven meisim. In other words, you're only working at the edges. Then you call the mechatech. Lafuke misateis even she'osim alocha beguf ha'even umashve poneo she'tein nechona, which means mechenes lasos, which means lahosim. Oleha avonim acheros bebinyan. That's the actual word of the Rabbeinu Avraham and Rambam. What does that mean? What that means is that if it's poneha shoving, it's exactly smooth. What's the problem? On the corners, this thing's sticking out, and you cut them off. Yechai mishum bechat. If you're working on the main body of the rock, not at the edges, you don't view each of the six sides as an edge. That's the main body. If you're working the edges, then it's mechatech. If you're working the main body, then it would be makah b'patish. So right. So megared roshe klunsos lo osa malacha begufon. Only the edges. It's a very major, so it's a simple way to read the words of Rabbi Avraham and Rambam. Perhaps tomorrow we'll start by showing Rabbi Avraham and Rambam. I'll tell you tomorrow where to find it to put on the board, and then we'll see how to go from there. I'd like, if we can, to finish Mechatech tomorrow. Right, it sounds crazy, but we have to start moving. I'd like to start Kosei V'Siyata D'Shmaya if I can on Sunday. Believe that. Everything's believe that. Okay. Good.